In Africa, the Catholic Church is booming. It has grown there by one-third in just over a decade. African priests are even being sent away to places like the United States and Europe, where vocations to the priesthood have been falling. But European missionaries still work in Africa. One order of Catholic missionaries, Les Soeurs Canossiennes, has been based in eastern Congo since the 1950s. NPR's Jason Beaubien talked with the sisters about the death of Pope John Paul II and the challenge they face today in war-torn Congo.
Les Soeurs Canossiennes in Bunia is only three sisters. They used to run a convent here, but when Bunia erupted into fighting between ethnic militias in 2003, they had to flee with just about everybody else. They returned 6 months later, but the convent still hasn't reopened. The sisters now rent out rooms to visitors from the UN and humanitarian agencies. Gleaming new coils of razor wire stretch along the back wall of the garden. Sister Suzanne says they didn't want to put up the wire, but the UN peacekeepers insisted. The convent's small rooms surround a courtyard covered with tidy plots of geraniums, tomatoes, cabbages, and onions. Sister Suzanne is Congolese, and she's been based in Bunia with Les Soeurs Canossiennes since 1966. Sister Luigina arrived from Italy more than 20 years ago, and Sister Maria is the newest member of the order here.
Je suis au Congo de 1988.
Maria came to Congo 17 years ago. In addition to their convent, Les Soeurs Canossiennes used to run schools for local children and teach catechism. Now they focus mainly on helping the tens of thousands of people in this area who've been driven from their homes by the marauding ethnic militias. Sister Suzanne says the town of Bunia has been destroyed by years of fighting and government neglect.
Et aujourd'hui, nous sommes dans la misère.
Today, the people of Bunia are in misery, she says, and struggle just to have a place to live and food to eat. The province of Ituri, of which Bunia is the capital, is incredibly fertile. Lush green foliage covers the area's rolling hills. Mangoes and avocados are so plentiful that at times no one bothers to pick them up from under the trees. Sister Maria says just 2 decades ago, when she arrived in Bunia, it was a beautiful, prosperous town with well-stocked shops, many schools, hospitals, pharmacies. Now most of that is gone.
Aussi, la ville, c'était plus beau. Les magasins, et surtout on vivait dans la paix, dans la tranquillité.
She says people used to live in peace, but now everyone lives in fear. Sister Maria says she hopes the fragile current peace will hold. In 1997, Pope John Paul II came to the Congolese city of Kisangani. The sisters, however, didn't make the 250-mile trek to see him. They all studied in Rome and had seen him numerous times. Sister Suzanne says they were sad when they heard on the radio that the Pope had died.
Triste parce que il nous a quitté.
But death is normal, she says, and they were also happy.
Très heureuse parce que il est pour nous un exemple de foi, de persévérance dans l'Église.
She says they were happy because Pope John Paul was an example of faith, love, and the perseverance of the Church. Les Soeurs Canossiennes acknowledge that they're working in a brutal war zone with desperately poor people, but they say their biggest challenge is no different here than it would be in Italy or some other part of the world.
Chaque personne, chaque pauvre, chaque personne que vous rencontrez un jour.
Sister Suzanne says their biggest challenge is a spiritual one, to help each person they encounter, in her words, discover the glory of God. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Bunia, Eastern Congo.